May 18, page 152. Life is a holy trust. With thee is the fountain of life. In thy light shall we see light. Psalm 36:9. We need as workers to keep looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. As workers together with God, we are to draw souls to Christ. We are to remember that each has a special part to act in the Master's service. Oh, how much good the members of the church might accomplish if they realized the responsibility resting upon them to point those with whom they come in contact to the Redeemer. When church members shall disinterestedly engage in the work given them of God, a much stronger influence will be exerted in behalf of souls ready to die, and much more earnest efforts will be put forth in medical missionary lines. When every member of the church does his part faithfully, the workers in the field will be helped and encouraged, and the cause of God will move forward with power. When you take time to cultivate your garden, thus gaining the exercise needed to keep the system in good working order, you are just as much doing the work of God as in holding meetings. God is our Father. He loves us, and he does not require any of his servants to abuse their bodies. Another cause, both of ill health and inefficiency in labor, is indigestion. It is impossible for the brain to do its best work when the digestive powers are abused. Many eat hurriedly of various kinds of food. This causes war in the stomach and confuses the brain. The use of unwholesome food and overeating of even that which is wholesome should alike be avoided. Many eat at all hours regardless of the laws of health. Then gloom covers the mind. How can men be honored with divine enlightenment when they are so reckless in their habits, so inattentive to the light which God has given in regard to these things? Life is a holy trust which God alone can enable us to keep and to use to his glory. But he who formed the wonderful structure of the body will take special care to keep it in order if men do not work at cross purposes with him. Every talent entrusted to us, he will help us to improve and use in accordance with the will of the giver. Days, months, and years are added to our existence that we may improve our opportunities and advantages for working out our individual salvation and by our unselfish life promote the well-being of others. Thus, may we build up the kingdom of Christ and make manifest the glory of God. Review and Herald, June 20, 1912.